the party was nice, the party was News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Guess what? Frisky Friday is at hand. Who let the dogs out? And I have my friend Francine Armstrong here with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Y'all. Every time she comes on, because she knows I'm looking for a little being. My little dog died about 2 years ago. Every time she comes on, she brings in these adorable babies. Today she brought in Gizmo. So describe Gizmo, please.
Gizmo is a tiny little Imperial Yorkie. Not Yorkie, I'm sorry, Shih Tzu. And he came in a few days ago, and within a half hour of him coming in, he had surgery because he was going to be euthanized because he has a prolapsed rectum, which basically means his bum is on the outside. So
right.
It's a really easy surgery as far as it takes about a half hour. They just put a stitch in, pull it all back inside. He may have to have a second one. Sometimes with them as young as he is, they don't hold like they should. But so far, he's doing really good. His foster mommy is really loving the fact, though, that she has to get up every 4 hours around the clock and give him meds because we have to keep him with diarrhea so that he doesn't strain and pop his stitches. But he's a little spitfire.
Oh, my gosh. I just got showered with kisses. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, he's so sweet. He wants to get down, and he wants to run with the big dogs, but he only weighs a pound and 5 ounces.
I held him in my arms, and it was like holding nothing. It was like holding a cotton ball.
See, I don't even have all my teeth. I don't even any teeth yet.
He's talking, too. Listen to him. He's just talking away.
He has a lot to say. Yes, he does. Especially at 3 a.m. when I go in. He's like, I'm so happy you're here. It's just meds and back to sleep, boy.
Well, we'll get a picture of Gizmo so y'all can see him on our Facebook page. And if you get a chance, we do have a page at Pensacola Expert Panel, so you can always look up when we have guests, and especially on Fridays when we have our little visitors, our canine and our feline visitors. So let's talk about A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. I'm a huge fan of your organization, as you know. Christine, I believe, is the one that does all the posts.
Yes.
If you're not on Facebook, get on Facebook because they post every day. All the different little dogs that are available in the area. But talk a little bit about the history of y'all and how you got started, because I'm so impressed. I am just every day, every week, you place so many animals, and it's really remarkable.
We try hard. Mm-hmm. I started the rescue in 2017 after volunteering with a Chihuahua rescue for about 4 years, and they were closing and asked me to take over the rescue. Well, we opened our rescue. You're passing Gizmo off to Meg. But we've had to reduce our numbers a lot as far as dog intake because of the economy and the cost of adopting, because the vet prices have gone up so much over the years since COVID. But we do what we can. We are foster based, so all the dogs are in foster homes all over Pensacola. People show up at my house all the time and say they want to see the dogs, and I have to send them away and say, no, that's not how we are. They're not all at my house. There's a lot at my house.
So there's not a facility.
There's not a facility. We don't do dogs in cages. Nobody's in pens. They are in our homes and being loved on. That's why our bios are so good, because we can tell you what we've experienced with the dogs in the past few weeks that we've had them, and what they need, what they don't need, what they can't have. And so Christine writes the bios on those, and she does an amazing job. It's really good. We do have a big event coming up.
When is that?
October 18th is Barktoberfest.
That's right.
Down at Seville Square, Fountain Park, I think is what it's called, from 10 to 4. We'll be out there with bells on with all of our babies. And since we are a rescue that doesn't adopt out on site, I recommend if you're looking for a pet and you're considering getting something, you can put in for pre-approval of our application. And you, where it says dog's name and description, you can just tell us what you're looking for. So that way, if you can get pre-approved before the event, if you come and you find one that you fall in love with, then you are able to take it home. But other than that, people have to, wait it out and, you know, get approved before we do anything. Because we do vet checks, we do home checks, we do background checks, we do everything. So we make sure that people are good homes, because a lot of these dogs come out of bad situations. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to put them back in a bad situation.
Well, I like the fact, too, that you include information like they need a fenced yard or maybe don't get along with, because they fostered, they'll be in a different environment. So you'll find out kind of what their personalities are outside of the kennel. Because sometimes you can't tell when you're
when you go to the shelters and stuff, you know, that those dogs are scared to death. And a lot of them are scared to death when they come to us. I have one that I've had for a month, I guess, and I can now pet him without him biting me. So the goal next is to be able to pick him up so that I can go get him his shots and neutered on the 14th. And every time I think I'm getting there and I start to put my hand under him, he reminds me, no, I don't know you like that and don't love you like that.
Well, you've got the patience of Job, I know, because I've heard some of your stories. But if I was listening this morning and I wanted to either consider adopting, I guess the first step would be to fill out that application.
Right. And there's no obligation to adopt. You don't even have to pick a certain dog. You can just, like I said, tell us what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. If there is a certain dog that you're interested in, we make sure that its situation will match your situation. A lot of times, and I hate to do this, but a lot of times people don't read the bios. If you'll read them all the way to the bottom, they're going to tell you everything you need to know. We get messages all the time that say, where are you located? Mm-hmm. Well, that's in the bio like four times. I'm interested in this dog. I have three kids. Well, it clearly says no kids in the bio, and there's a reason for that. Right. We know they don't do well with kids.
Right.
So we encourage people, please read the bios, because Christine works so hard on those. Her and the fosters work together to, they tell her everything she needs to know, and then she writes these fabulous bios telling you all about the dogs. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason we do that. We want the dogs to go into the right scenario. So.
Right. Well, and if someone is interested, maybe they can't adopt right now, but they would like to help out fostering, how does that work?
There's also online, there's a foster application. Basically, we check you out just like we would an adopter. You have to have, you know, all your pets have to be spayed or neutered. They have to be current on shots, and they have to be on heartworm prevention. Those are the same things we require of adopters. Even if their dog has passed away, we still check to make sure that they took really good care of their dog while it was alive.
Right.
So... little one, he wants down so bad, he just can't stand himself.
He's so little, y'all. He's just a teeny tiny little puppet.
Yeah, he's only, when he came in, he was 1.5.
I've got him cuddled. I'm not hurting him. He's just licking my face and talking, just so you know.
Yes, he has a lot. He's, unfortunately, because he's so young, he still thinks he wants to nurse. And so we're going to go today and see, maybe just get some milk, some supplement milk for him, you know, puppy milk, because he's eating his little mushy food, but because we have to keep him with the diarrhea, I have to make sure he stays hydrated, because that can be a problem. But he's doing so well, and I'm hoping he won't have to have the second surgery, but if he does, we'll do that.
When you start talking about surgeries and all the different costs, how do you afford all of this? Where do you get your funding from? Because this is really an independent, it's a nonprofit, independent organization.
Yes,
all volunteers, except, and you are the one person that kind of coordinates all of this, you and Christine and some others.
Even us, though, we don't get paid. We're all completely volunteer basis. It is a labor of love. We love them, and we change our lives to be able to do this. My life is totally different than it was 10 years ago. Because
I can imagine. I've got one in my hands. How many do you have right now up for adoption?
Oh, for adoption, about 36 right now.
And how many have you found homes for in the last 6 months or since the beginning of the year?
Well, since the beginning of the year, I believe we're at about 400 right now. And, you know, like I said, that's a lot lower than it used to be, but it has a lot to do with the economy and people being able to afford to have a pet, because that's the thing. You have to be able to do their maintenance and their all their yearly shots and food is everything's expensive. So,
if I wanted to help donate, where can I go to do that?
You can go to A Place of Hope on Facebook, or you can go to our website, aplaceofhoperescue.com. And there's a donate button on there. Mm-hmm. Or people sometimes just, you know, reach out to us and message us. We'll give them an address if they want to mail a check. Or we do PayPal, Venmo, anything like that. So, and we have a lot of supporters. We have people who send in monthly. They just have us on auto pay. And it doesn't
help.
You know, it's not a lot. Some of them are $10. Some of them are $100. We have some people that are heavy hitters and just periodically will send us a check. Sometimes we get checks from people we don't even know who they are. Right. But they follow our page and they'll message us. And so we've been very blessed with that. The adoption fees are what help us, though, to be able to pay the vet bill.
Gotcha. Okay, we're talking with Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue with our buddy Gizmo, who's very talkative this morning. He's going to have his own radio show shortly.
He would like that.
Yes, he would. If you have a question for her or if you have a comment, just text it in 850-437-1620. Francine, Gizmo, and I will be back on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg. Francine Armstrong is here with us with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue with little Gizmo. Oh, so someone says, I have a question for Gizmo. This is so cute. Who's a good dog? Who's a good boy?
So right now I'm Gizmo. Sometimes I turn into the gremlin.
I love it. We definitely have some dog lovers listening in this morning. Who's a good puppy?
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he is. Oh, my goodness, y'all. But you have so many different little animals and some a little bit older, too,
yes,
that are needing a placement, rescues. Some are coming from really awful situations. Some of them are coming from okay situations. But now you have about 30 that are up for adoption. So where can we go to find, again, we can find the different pups?
Well, on our Facebook page, or if you go to our website, aplaceofhoperescue.com, they have an adoptable dog list, which right now there's not a lot on it because we've had good adoptions the last couple of weeks. But as they come available, Christine posts them, and we post new dogs several times a week. We've got some really cute puppies coming available, you know, within the next month. We've got Schnauzer puppies.
Oh, my
goodness. Got a Shih Tzu. We've got three Morkies that came in yesterday.
Did you find a home for the two that have been together that are 10 years old?
14 years old.
Are they 14?
And yes.
You did find them a home.
They
I've
got
been
adopted.
Worried about them.
They got adopted.
They lost their owner and they have been together their whole lives.
Yep. They were originally came in and they were adopted for 6 years. And nine years. And
oh,
then
wow.
The owner passed away.
Right.
So they came back to rescue, which is what we've always said. All of our dogs come straight back to us if there's a problem. And a previous adopter reached out and she adopted them.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, yep. Darla and Ella went home and Bear
went
home.
I know Bear. I've been having my eye on Bear for a while.
Bear is doing great. He was a tough one. Baloo was another one. That
and Prince Henry now. You've got Prince Henry.
Prince Harry.
Harry. That's it. Prince Harry.
There was a big dispute on Facebook the other day about his name. People were offended.
Oh, no.
Because of.
Well, he's so cute.
Yeah, but, you know, Meghan Markle, I guess they're not fans of her, so they were raising Cain. And
I don't think he has anything to do with that.
You know, it was all about being a redhead, people, being a redhead.
Oh, my goodness.
Little dispute on Facebook obviously got him so much attention because he got more apps that day than he's got since he's been posted.
Okay, well, you never know, right?
He has an approved app right now, and we'll be setting up a meet and greet for that one.
And that's a good question. How long does it take? Once you turn the application in, you express an interest in a dog, typically about how long does the process take? And what does it include?
It's much quicker than people think. Sometimes when we call them, they're like, I didn't know you'd reach out this fast. It depends on when you put in your application. Obviously, if you're going to put it in on a Friday,
right?
There's no vets open usually until Monday. Mm-hmm. So put your application in and what we do is we check vet references. We check that all dogs have been on heartworm prevention, They've been spayed or neutered. People sometimes get upset with that because they're like, why does it matter? Yours are spayed or neutered. I said, it doesn't matter. We advocate for that so hard that...
Well, we have a crisis in this area right now because all of our other shelters that come on the show every week are all over capacity at the moment.
It is crazy. We are turning dogs away left and right, which I hate to do, but I can only do what I can do. I have learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
I almost closed the rescue because I was just worn out.
That was this year, I remember.
That was, yes. And so now, luckily, my health has gotten back on track, and I'm feeling a little better about life in general, where, you know, these little guys, and, you know, everybody says, oh, I thought you quit. No, I didn't quit. I tried to quit. Y'all wouldn't let me
because
y'all
can't.
Keep showing up at my house with dogs. And...
You're the angel of the area, I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm looking at the website right now, placeofhoperescue.com. It's a great website. You can go right there. Right on the first page, it shows the adoptable dogs. You can click there. You can click on applications. You can do donations. And y'all, are you on some of the Amazon and Chewy sites as well?
Yeah, we have
Amazon. Because that's one of the easiest ways to help out.
We have Amazon wish list. We have Chewy wish list. Gift cards are great for either of those places because I buy a lot of dog food through both of those places. So the more help we get, obviously, the better we can do. We've got some really great supporters who had a lady message me the other day. She said, okay, it's that time. What do you need? And I said, really? We're in pretty good shape right now. And she was like, no. What do you need? I said, okay, maybe some leashes in different colors because we send everybody out with a collar, leash, and harness.
Yeah.
So, and last time she did this, it was harnesses. And I got like 80 harnesses in a few days. I was like,
wow.
I didn't really mean we needed that many, but bless her heart, she's
great.
We use them like crazy. So,
well, if you're in your car and you're at a stoplight, you know what I say on Friday. Open up your phone, click on Amazon or Chewy, go to the wish list, look up Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. They have all the items that they need right there. You click on it, you pay with your Venmo, your credit card, boom, they send it to them, they get it the next day.
Yep.
So see, that's a great thing to do. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Gizmo and Francine with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue on Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. And we're back with Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg, 850-437-1620. Francine Armstrong is here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. If you hear a little, I don't even know if it's talking yet. It's 5 weeks old. It's
squeaking,
like
I swear.
Squeaking. It's not crying. It's actually squeaking, just to rest assured if you're thinking, that poor little animal's crying. No, he's squeaking. He's
he
very happy.
He wants to get down.
He wants
so
to run
bad.
Is what he wants to do.
So
cute
like...
as a button. But if we just have a few minutes left, Francine, so if there's anything you want to mention that we haven't talked about before we go.
Again, I'd just like to invite people to come out and see us at Barktoberfest on October 18th from 10 to 4. It's at Seville Square, Fountain Park in downtown Pensacola. We love that event because, you know, all the dogs are out in costume and people come up with some great costumes. And we see so many of our alumni. We take pictures of everybody that stops by to see us. And it's so good to see them, you know, because we get them in at low points in their lives. And then we find them a home and we see them come in and they are so loved and they are just spoiled rotten. That is my favorite breed. I tell people that all the time. Spoiled rotten. That's my breed.
Best breed. Okay.
I love it.
But you do have, you know, if you go on their website, you have all different types of dogs. And typically smaller. Every once in a while, you have a larger dog.
Yeah,
and
I have a Moyen poodle right now that's 21 pounds.
Cute as could be. I saw that picture.
Oh, yeah, he's beautiful.
He's beautiful. So, but also different ages. So maybe you don't want a puppy, but maybe a dog's about a year or two. They have that. They also have some older dogs that need placement. So take a look at it and see, because really you could foster, you could donate. There's so many ways you could help out.
And, you know, we count on the community support more than anything else because, like I said, we're a nonprofit.
Right.
We pay our vet bill every week, pay it off, and we usually pay it about $5,000 a week. So it is not cheap to run a rescue.
Wow.
People think, oh, yeah, it'd be great fun.
Wow.
Be prepared because it's a lot of work. There's not a lot of sleep involved.
especially with puppies.
There are so many on my bed. You have no idea. Last night I was like, okay, guys, could I please get in the bed with y'all?
Oh, so sweet. Well, Francine, hats off to you. I have my admiration and respect and love because you're doing something I wish I could do. I mean, I wish I had the patience that you have and just the ability to bring all these factors together to save these little beings. They're just as cute as they could be.
Well, we hope to see that Meg finds her baby soon.
I don't know. I'm thinking Gizmos. I don't know, y'all.
Yay!
I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. Check it out at placeofhoperescue.com. Also, their Facebook page. They show the adoptable dogs all the time. This is Pep Talk Frisky Friday. Thank you, Francine. Thank you, Gizmo.
All right.
Hope y'all have a fabulous weekend this weekend.